Anybody have a joke they want to tell? Darren, any joke?
I'm just not very funny right now.
Okay.
I feel funny, but I'm not.
I got one.
Okay.
It's not really a joke, but I was refereeing the other night, and one of the teams that I referee has a bunch of former BYU football players on it. And one of them is Cody Hoffman, one of the all-time leading receivers there, and he's always on me because he's soft, and he always wants me to call a foul every time he misses a shot. And so after the game, Harvey Younger says, "Hey, what's your partner's name again over there?" And I said, "Asa." And Cody Hoffman says, "What, you're getting LASIK?" "No, but that's going to cost you."
Figured you needed it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so first of all, we'd like to have a motion to approve the minutes for the December 15th meeting. Anybody like to make that motion? Robert? DeLynn? Second the motion to approve those? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. And next we'll go to the annual, to the financial report for November and December of 17. Is there anybody that has any questions or comments about those financial reports? Okay. Do we have a motion to approve those for November, December of 17?
I will make that motion to approve them.
Okay. Tracy
I'll
moved.
Second.
And okay.
And Rod seconded.
Yeah. Rod, you'll second it. Okay. Any all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Now let's go on to the committee reports. First of all, with the executive committee, why don't we give some time to Paul and Carrie Chapman to talk a little bit about the payroll data, the work and the trend and things like that. If you guys would.
Okay, so basically the handout I have is what we sent you all. The only change different would be Sevier School District added some data later, and Carrie already has that. And so just take one of these and take a look at it. Then let Carrie kind of talk about the determination, what we need to do to set up for 3 or 4% for next year. And so go ahead, Carrie, if you want to talk about the projections. That's just the salary data from FY17 for everybody.
Okay. So what I did this year is just kind of took the comparison of the last 5 years and tried to determine, you know, really what our growth has been. Going back to 2013-14, we had just a 1.7% increase. But since then, we've gone up 2.3% in 14-15. 15-16 was a 4.7% increase. And in 16-17, it was a 4.4% increase. This past year, we did an estimate of only 2%, but we realistically believe that'll be closer to 4 again. With all the increases that we have in this current year, what we're really trying to focus on is our projection budget for the 2018 to 19 year. So my recommendation to Richard and to Paul was that we not consider, I mean, I understand that there's some districts that are not taking big increases, you don't have growth, but somewhere based on these numbers, my recommendation is that we not go below 3% and, you know, maybe consider 4%, because that seems to be the trend that you're on. But obviously that's to be discussed amongst you, and we don't want to get too far behind, because it does, it, you know, I guess it's whether you want to pay for it now or do you want to really pay for it 2 years from now. So if we can kind of keep on a smoother trend, it's a little bit better for your funding, but maybe you want to start that discussion. And
I know we've talked a little bit. I think that 4% isn't out of line. You're looking what a year or two down the road where we will end up officially. And I had heard some talk today earlier that there might be an additional $2,000 put into teacher salary adjustments besides what you do, and that'll have some long term effect. So that'll affect workers' comp rate. So.
Yep.
What do you think, Richard?
Yeah, I think we need to be somewhere, you know, between 3 and 4%. I think we need to be able to project that as close as we can without going over. We would like to be just underneath that. and so I think that's probably somewhere in that range of between 3 and 4%.
So we always look to Darren Johansson for a nod one way or the other, because as Carrie was reading the historical figures, Darren was making sure that she was right. I noticed that. So, what do you think, Darren? Do you think we ought to...
Yeah, so you're looking in the future. I deal mainly in historical.
You just deal in the past?
I'm the historian, not the prognosticator. But it sounds good.
You know, I don't think we would go wrong with 3 or 4, either one. So it just kind of depends on, I don't know, Carrie talked like an IRS agent. Either pay me now or pay me later. So,
so can I just make a motion
here?
Is 3.5
and
call it good?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'll send you that.
Okay, it's been moved by Chad, seconded by DeLand, that we go a 3.5%. All in favor? Any opposed? Okay, motion passes.
Thanks, Carrie.
Well, that was easy. Yeah, good job there.
Cheers. Our committee worked long and hard to get to this point, you know.
And we are so appreciative. You and your committee.
We met earlier, and you know, Todd even came in and sat in on our committee with us earlier today.
And nothing else to do.
I think, can we have a motion now to move into executive session to discuss the claims?
So moved.
Richard?
I'll second it.
Lark seconded. All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, we'll move into executive session. Loss control. Keith's not here today, but looks like Jimmy. Anything from the loss control?
Yeah, we'll mention a couple of things here. I started talking a little before we started. I didn't even get into my agenda, but we were talking about the Florida school shooting, and then we ended up having about 30 or 40 minutes on that. It just mushroomed into a big, long conversation about what we're doing, and, of course, the fire's hot all over the country with that, so we had quite a long conversation about that. Then we talked about a special ed committee that I've put together here, because the number of special ed claims are just rising so dramatically here in the state, and wanted to be proactive and do something about it. So we put together a committee of experts in special ed, and our loss control committee has seen the list and approved the list, and we have our first meeting with this new committee on March the 12th, and we'll be discussing special ed claims and what can we do as a committee to help our teachers to not have all of these accidents, because the frequency is going way up and the cost is going way up, and I know that it's affecting our EMOD, and so we got to get on top of it. So just to let you guys know that that new committee is formed, and it's a very reputable panel of experts in that field, and so hopefully we'll have some really good information to come back to you with at some point in the future.
Jimmy, is there any trend data nationally? Is that happening other places, or just here?
I'm sure it's not just here, but I don't have any national data on that, but that'll be something that we will look at and see if we're running the norm or if we're different from what's the norm nationally. So, yeah, it is concerning, but we're going to get on top of it.
Jimmy, do you want to comment about Leah being involved with that as well?
Yes. Leah Voorhees, if you know who she is from the education...
State Board Office.
Yeah, the State Board Office up there. She is... very interested in this committee, and she has willingly stepped forward to be part of it, and she's suggested some names for us too who have graciously decided that they would be part of it too. And so with Leah involved and Richard's recommendation, she is going to be part of it, and we're really happy to have her and her expertise.
That's hard for me to refer to that as the State Board of Education anymore. It's still the State Office of Education to me, but anyhow, I guess to be technically correct anymore, it's the State Board of Education Office. But
well, when I sent out the invitation to each one of these people, they all came back and said, this is very much needed, and I am very excited to be part of it. So I think they can see what we see, and so hopefully the results of this committee will be really good. The other thing we talked about was I took it to our loss control committee that I have recently been part of a training with the American Society of Safety Engineers on risk assessment teams and what does a risk assessment team do. And we looked at that, and our committee decided that it would be worth it to them to... for us here to form a risk assessment team that would involve some here from USBA like Dave and myself, and also somebody from your individual districts to come to your district, and we're going to put together some more information on that. This was just to get permission from our committee to proceed, and so we're going to build some information about what a risk assessment team would look like and what we would do, and then come back to our committee later and hopefully have some good information that they would want us to come and help them to see what risk assessments in the district look like. It would be over and above your regular inspections that you get from risk management, from us, and from the health department and such. It would look at other things like your vulnerabilities at your entryways and around your perimeters and several other things. But so we're going to put some information together on risk assessment. And if anybody wants any more of our summer salt, winter salt posters, we still have some. We got bombarded this week with slips and falls on snow and ice.
It did snow in St. George, but it was on the
index. Good job.
Although you guys got snow on Monday. I was driving.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We got it on Monday.
Great day to have it.
Tell me how the artwork.
Okay, thanks, Jimmy. Okay. Now we need to have some nominate. We need to go into some elections. We need to have a secretary and a secretary treasurer, and then we need five individuals to serve on the executive committee. So let me open up nominations, maybe first of all.
Can you tell us who's not here?
I had to ask Richard how we did this, because I've never been here before for one of these nominations. And I think that's what happened. So Keith's not here.
Jared Black's not here.
Yeah, and Jared's not here. And who were those other two?
And Rex Peterson. Is not here.
Rex?
Cam Peterson.
And, no, he's not. That's why you're here, but he's not here.
And Cam Peterson's not here. But anyway, so we need nominations for maybe a secretary treasurer first.
Please, the chair, I nominate Rob Cook for secretary treasurer.
That's not a please. What was that, Mamba like that there?
Second.
I might should ask Rod if elected, would you serve?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. So we had a motion by D, a second.
Yeah,
second by Lark.
Maybe I should ask, what exactly are the duties of this office?
Can I move to close nominations?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Thank you. Brent moved to do that, and Darren seconded it. To close nominations. Nominations ceased. Okay, all in favor of Rod?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, Rod's our new secretary
Thank
treasurer.
You, I'm just so impressed.
Did you want to say anything about what they have to do?
No, I don't want to say it. There's a lot, so we don't want him withdrawing.
Okay, now we need five individuals to serve on the executive committee. So I'd like to open nominations for that. On the executive committee, five names.
Well, typically somebody asks who hasn't served on it. Please raise your hand.
That would be good.
And we'll start with that.
Okay. That's a good idea. Who has not served on the executive committee? Please raise your hand. Okay. Colby?
Is Kyle Osprey
here? And Kyle's not here.
He's not here. Kyle's not here.
But Kyle was already.
Raise your hand higher. Higher. And Kyle.
Kyle's on there now.
Bruce.
Been a long time. Yeah, Kyle's on it right now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. So.
But he could do it again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we had Kobe and Bruce. And tell me your name.
Jenny.
Rich.
Who else?
And Darren's got his hand up right there.
There
I'm Kathy.
Catherine.
I'm
sorry.
I'm just brand new. Kathy.
Who are you?
Welcome to the committee.
Thank you.
Executive committee.
Okay, so. Anyway, so those are the people that admit they haven't served before. I'm trying to thank you for that.
I wanted to lie.
Did you get enough, Terry?
I'm just thinking, I don't think Darius raised his.
I'm pretty sure I've been on something.
He didn't raise his.
So, Derek is actually the secretary treasurer right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Please.
Okay.
We've got that list here under tab.
Okay.
Did you leave five? Yeah, I tapped five. All right. That's what I ran.
Yeah,
that
is
fine.
Is that
Okay.
Anyway,
listen back.
Well,
which tab?
You didn't know he was yet.
Okay. I'm running for secretary.
So he's replacing me, so I'm done?
No.
Okay, so I think we said Derek hasn't been on the executive committee, but he is
on it.
Well, okay, he's the secretary. You're right. So will you train Rod, Derek? Okay. So let's have some nominations.
Well, I thought we just did it.
Is that?
Okay. I nominate the four that raised their hands. Plus
Jared Black.
Yeah, let's put Jared Black.
Okay, so
what does an executive committee member do?
You'll find out.
You can go to the Prima conference if they have it.
Yeah, like we used to.
And they talk about cool stuff.
You get to choose the Christmas present.
Oh, hey, this is a tough job.
It is a tough job.
All kinds of weedy issues.
Okay, so we had. Did you get the names of the people that raised their hand?
I think so.
And then Jared Black. Is that five?
I have Kyle, Kobe, Bruce, Jenny, Kathy, Jared.
That's five.
Okay, I'm sorry. We had a motion. Tell me who made that motion.
I made the motion.
And Brent seconded it. So Rod Cook moved to approve those people, and I guess we need to close nomination.
How many have on the committee?
Five.
We
need five there.
Somebody motion nominations.
Darren made a motion that nomination cease. DeLynn seconded it. All in favor that nomination cease and that these five individuals that have been nominated will be vote to take over the office? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Okay, so would you read those names off? Let's make sure I've got them right. So who do you have?
I have Kyle, Kobe, Bruce, Jenny, Kathy, and then Jared Black.
Okay.
Okay, so somebody needs to tell the people that are not here.
we'll let them read it in the minutes.
Okay.
The incoming president gets it.
Yes, Jared.
I can't remember who told me last year, but I wasn't here to this meeting, so.
I think you found out of the
day. Well, so
you're
in charge.
Okay. Okay, Richard. Yeah.
Ask Carrie if I could take just a minute, and as you know, one of the things we have done in the past, and we'd like to continue on with that, is that we'd like to present Carrie with a plaque here in recognition of his service and what he's done here as president of the association. I realize that there's not a ton that's required of the president to do, but somebody needs to fill that position. And be there to make us official. And so, Carrie, we just appreciate what you have done. It's hard to believe how fast that year has gone. But it has come and gone. And so I'd like to just present that plaque to you. I would have had Stephanie do that, but Stephanie's not here today. And so I'd like to present that to you. And then the thing that we've also done is that we've also presented the president with just a small gift here. For reimbursement for all your mileage for traveling and coming to our meetings.
Appreciate
it. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. Yeah.
See, it's not that bad of a job. No 1099s. So it's not taxable. Okay.
You take that.
Thank you.
Natalie Drangle.
Yeah, just one other thing. If I
hear that pocket of yours.
Yeah, let's see that hanging out there. Just one other thing. I think that some of you have been watching, and because we certainly have, is House Bill 175. And as you know, that was defeated yesterday. But just about 15 minutes ago, the House has voted to reconsider HB 175. And so it is back on the reading calendar again. And as what they claim they have done is they're saying they've taken local entities out of it. And they're just wanting it to be pointed to the administrative branch, to the governor. That's what it's been all about, is to get even with him. And so they're saying that this they've taken local entities out. The oversight is still there, but it's aimed at the governor's office, so the administrative branch of government.
We heard they're also targeting the attorney general's office.
No, okay.
Because they're saying the attorney general is not going after things when they point it out to them. And so this is going to give them the chance to go out and say, why hasn't the Attorney General done anything about this? Why hasn't the Attorney General done anything about this? Really uses a stick to beat over their heads.
So what's the why? What's the reason? What's the driving force behind it?
Exactly what we just said.
So I guess,
the legislature wants a bully pulpit to be able to go after the executive branch of the government basically.
Any level or just the governor's office?
It was any level, including local municipalities and everybody, and they're saying that they're changing it and taking all those out.
Okay.
So it would just be the executive branch. I think there's a lot of things that are at play there, and I'm not sure anybody knows just exactly what it was. We're aware that there was some legislation just like this in Missouri, and so they had done a little digging, and they said that this had come out of ALEC, if you're familiar with ALEC, which is a radical right-wing group, and so the legislation came out of there. I don't know if that's the case either. And then others have said, you know, that the legislature wants to be able to grandstand just like Dougal did when he goes and does an audit, you know, and all of his work that he does, that the legislature, they want to have that kind of grandstanding and saying, hey, look what we did. So there's some that are saying that, some saying Alex, some that are saying he's just targeting the executive branch of government. Over the Jason Chaffetz issue, and that the legislature felt like they should have had a lot more say in that whole process than what they did. And so, anyhow, there's a lot of things that are at play there. Who knows what it is. But anyhow, that is back on the reading calendar of the House now. And so we'll just have to see what happens from there and where it goes to. If they've got enough votes. It was amazing yesterday that there were 20 yay votes and 54 nay votes on it. So it was beat pretty good. Now, whether they can persuade enough of those 54 over to vote with the 20. It
sounds like they'll have to get enough to overturn a veto.
And, yeah. And so whether they do have, or whether they even have enough to be able to to pass it. But it certainly has been a big push by the leadership of the House to be able to get that passed. And there was a lot of great legislators that surprised me that actually voted nay on that bill. That quite surprised me. And so... And they were, so I don't know if that's a good thing or not, you know, for us, of seeing that, and whether they would be easily persuaded to the other side. I don't know what will happen. So anyhow, so it's alive again. So we'll just have to.
You said it counts the governor's office. What about the State Board of Education? Are they...
And I have not seen that. I don't know if anybody has seen the actual substitute bill that's in there now. So whether they're in there or whether they're not.
But it also includes the insurance commissioner's office, too, what they were talking about earlier.
Yeah, I would think, you know, initially they were wanting
to... Look at everybody.
Yeah, and so I would think they would stay in where they're a part of the executive branch of government, so I would suspect they would still be in. So, but anyhow... We'll have to wait for the rest of that story to be played out. And we've got 2 weeks from today to do it.
So here's a question, not related to that, but so who follows Carrie? Derek?
Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Yeah. Stephanie will be president now at the end of this meeting, and then Derek would become the vice president. And then the Honorable Rod Cook is now
would be. Secretary. 3 years from now, he's just looking at trying to save his money up so to see what it's 4 years from now.
They'll probably
retire first.
Does that come with inflation in a few years?
We are going to trend that up a little bit, so next year that'll be 104 is what that'll be right there.
And it's actually going to be one bill that's 104.
It's very valuable.
So next, we can look at tab number 6. There's a administrative services agreement between the Utah School Boards Association and the Utah School Board Risk Management Mutual Insurance Association. And basically, the proposed term is to run from July 1st of 18 through June 30th of 21. And I guess when you look at the compensation section on the first page, it tells you about a monthly, I guess that's a monthly rental amount.
Mm-hmm. This one is just the administration. This is the rent.
Okay, this is the administration and then the rent amount. Anyway, basically as far as the rent goes, Richard tells us that that's just kind of the fair market value in this area. Did you want to say anything about the compensation or anything?
Yeah, let me just mention about both of those agreements. They've been in place for a long time. As we've had our auditors come and say, you need to have agreements in place. We used to have insurance auditors that would come in, and then actually our own, for this group, our own independent financial auditor said, you need to have agreements in place that specify who does what. And so that was the purpose of these agreements. And so that's what was put into the budget last year of what we have. And so this agreement here is going up $5,000 from what it was. And as Kerry mentioned, it's for a 3-year period of time with no inflation factor in there. So it stays the same for 3 years. And then it's adjusted again. And then the rental agreement is going up $8,000. And that is to just keep pace with what the rental rates are for Class A office within the Sandy area. And so that's pretty comparable to what those rental rates are. And so that's what pays for the rent and so forth.
Richard, on being new, I'm going to ask you a question, and that is under the services and responsibilities, as I read that, it talks about a half-time equivalent employee in a company and support staff. Just trying to understand who that is and what their functions are. Well.
Yeah, that's me and Julie,
okay.
Basically, is who that is.
Right.
Yeah. I don't get paid near as much as I should, but anyhow, that covers part of it anyhow. Like you guys.
Is there any questions for Richard on any other questions on this?
They've been late. I know there's a late fee in here. Are they pretty good to pay their?
Yeah, they're usually pretty good with their money. Yeah.
We can advise them, want us to get behind it.
Yeah. Pay a late fee.
Okay, if there's no questions or comments, could we have a motion to approve this then? This for renewal for the 3-year period that from July 1st, 18 through June 30th of 21.
Please, the chair, I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Rod Cook and Paul seconded it. Any, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
I wonder if we ought to have you sign those agreements, and then would you talk about the checks, maybe for just a minute, about what we need there?
Okay, I can sign it, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll get those out. I have to sign
it. Well, let's see, so we decided to have a new president.
Yeah, make sure they're okay with that. So the new president and then Rod would be the signers on there.
Okay.
If that's
who's
there.
Would
that be Stephen?
Yeah. Okay. And that'd be on any checks that the risk management.
Yeah. So that'd be on that clean checks and everything. So it'll be for 2 years.
So we had talked about who should sign the, according to the bylaws and things like that, who should sign the checks, the claim checks. And kind of in the executive, and it'd be for a 2-year period, in the executive committee, we thought maybe the new president, which will be Stephanie, and then the new secretary treasurer, which will be Rod, if their signatures would be on for a 2-year period, if that's agreeable. Richard tells us that complies with all the legal requirements. Anyway, that's kind of what we had thought in the claims in the executive committee. Is there any concern, or is anybody opposed to that? Or
is that what you've been doing, or you've been changing it every year?
Oh, we get around to changing it, probably.
Whenever you get around to it.
Your name might still be on there, Tracy.
Well, now, so Stephanie's going to change next year, though. Would you want to put the vice president and the treasurer on then you could carry it for 2 years.
Or is that within your...
Kind of a past president, I think.
But we're open to any suggestion. We're just saying, hey, what seems to make the most sense? And that was kind of our conclusion, is maybe, well, I thought that Kerry would like to, but he said he doesn't have any ego. He doesn't need to have his name on all the checks. So we thought, well, let's put Stephanie on there then. But we certainly could do that, Rod. So, but anyhow, that was just kind of what the discussion was, and seems to make sense.
Who could be on there the longest?
Yeah, so at least have somebody there for 2 years, because you guys know what pain it is to change signature.
Change it, yeah. It's
not any fun.
Yep. So, is that okay with anybody? Do we need a motion, Richard?
Maybe it would be okay if we did.
Maybe
they'd be the signers for the next 2 years.
Maybe let's have a motion on that.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, that we have Stephanie and Rod for the next 2 years. Second?
Second.
Tracy? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. I'll mention that. Okay. Just a mention about our July meeting in Park City. Todd's going to try to get us some air conditioning this year.
A room where windows roll down.
Oh, okay. Okay, if this board will allow it. So we'll see. So basically what we're planning on our meeting, the UASBO meeting will be on Monday, July 16th. And then the healthcare meeting will be on Tuesday, July 17th. And then on Wednesday, July 18th, will be the workers' comp board meeting. That's what we're planning.
And that will be at the Double Tree Inn there in Park City. So the old Yarrow, it's now a Hilton, Double Tree. And that's where that we'll be at.
You'll be getting more information on this later, but those are the dates that we're planning on. Is there any other business that we need to...
This is somewhat unrelated, but I was just curious, since we had this many business administrators, I wanted to ask, we have a new best friend in our district. Utah OSHA has come to visit us. Has anybody else had that experience? Okay.
I think San Juan did.
And yeah, she's San Juan did. Lived with us for the last 3 weeks.
You may want to go to Ohio.
It's not pleasant. So, and they're requiring us to add a lot of safety things in areas that. I thought student safety was picky. These guys are horrible.
Why don't you share with us the kind of things they're asking for, Rod?
Well, we have a couple of rural schools. She wanted to go out and crawl down the wells where we're pumping water, and we had to explain to her that they're about 8 inches in diameter. That's going to be hard to get down those wells. Any enclosed places where employees will have to go, crawl spaces. She wanted to know about safety for crawl spaces. She went in our school shop. She wanted more safety equipment in school shops. We explained to her that we had all the safety equipment and everything required for students. She said, I'm not worried about students. I'm worried about employees. Students aren't important in my book. It's employees. It's just been, you know, she's following a lot of the federal OSHA standards, which are
part of risk management?
Well, apparently, the way I understand it, Utah has contracted with OSHA, with federal OSHA, to take care of the OSHA standards in Utah. And she said that she'd been
that the governor has a new push to protect employees in the state of Utah. And that so there's several of them will be out visiting. So just a heads up, I guess, for those that maybe haven't had that opportunity.
Her name's not Karen Peterson, is it?
You know, I haven't met her. I've just been getting complaints from my maintenance director.
Yeah, Karen's at the
she's the loss control. Goes around and does reviews like that. Hasn't been. So it wouldn't be the same.
I don't think it's Karen. I know Karen. It's not Karen.
Is it Evelyn? Evelyn Partner?
I don't really
So, Jimmy, did you know anything about this, that they're doing this?
No, but I know Evelyn Partner from UOSH, and we've done some things with her before, but no, I don't know anything about what this one's doing.
UOSH is also on the risk management's agenda for their spring symposium, so it might be interesting to hear from them what they have to say.
Darren, did you say they came to your district?
Well, we had and I didn't meet him either, but we had a guy come, and really all he did was check our safety, our material safety data sheets, and then those were in order. And he was, my understanding is that it wasn't unpleasant and that it was quick, and he was in and out of there in about 4 hours. So, different experience. Yeah, this was been about a month.
This one that we received started with all of that, but we, according to my maintenance director, we've had to talk her down on several things. That one of the things we mentioned is if you're really worried about employees, help us with the special ed problem that we have. You know, that's where a majority of our look at our injuries. Here's where they're coming from. That's what my maintenance director talked to her about. But she had a lot of questions and wanted to see a lot of things that kind of didn't make sense, like the wells. She wanted us to take her out to Park Valley, which is 160 miles from our district office, and show her the well, you know, which is just a pumped well with an 8-inch bore. So, if it all made sense, that'd be one thing. But.
Maybe she'll come look at your outhouse.
Yeah, it's all shit compliant.
Yeah. I hope it's bigger than 8 inches.
Yeah, it is. Well, I was just curious if anybody else was having.
And I think they said San Juan did, and I think I saw an email on that too that they said it wasn't pleasant.
Okay, we'll do our best.
No call was mailed without a notice that we got to make sure we have our compliance based policy up to date, readily available. For this reason, I think.
Yeah. And to workman's comp credit, all of the reports and everything, we had all of that ready for her because you guys can provide that for us. And the only way we weren't in compliance on that is we haven't posted them all in our locations where they belong.
We got a waiver since we pointed them to Box Elders.
Thank you.
He probably did. Nor Derek. Anything else we need to talk about? Okay, we'll adjourn then. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Thanks, Richard. Appreciate that. And thank you guys.
Yeah.
Nice to have this.
Yeah, thanks for all your work.
You know, yeah. You need to figure out. You want me right?